I have a folder in the Dropbox directory on my computer titled Best Photos. Every now and then I run through the pictures I've added recently on Flickr and add my all-time favorites to that folder. Because I keep the folder in Dropbox, my main computer and my laptop both select from those photos at random as my screensaver when I step away for more than a couple of minutes. Often when I return, I wait a minute or more just to savor those pictures. They change every 5 seconds or so, and I never know which one will pop up next. Maybe a cock of the rock from Peru, or a Cuban toady, or African lions mating, or a soaking wet harpy eagle from Panama, or a resplendent quetzal from Costa Rica. Any time one of these photos comes up, a host of happy memories floods my brain and heart. Over the past 15 years, I've gone on hundreds of trips. A single photo can bring an experience back into sharp clarity, at least until the next photo brings back another wondrous experience. A good half of my photos were taken in Port Wing, Wisconsin, mostly at my mother-in-law's place, or right here in Duluth, many in my own backyard. So many photos of so many wonderful birds I'm so very fond of. And of course, there are pictures of Russ and my kids, constant sources of joy. Some of my bird photos go all the way back to 2005, but they run through the entire 15 years since then, too. I had a heart attack just 3.5 weeks ago, but already since then, I've added several new photos to this treasured folder. The poor barn owl I saw in the bog didn't survive long after I photographed it, but I've yearned to see one up here for so very long and will always feel grateful to that lovely soul because its path intersected mine for one brief and shining moment a week after my heart attack. I've also already had shockingly cool encounters with a ruffed grouse, Canada jays, and a great gray owl. Every now and then it hits me what an extraordinarily lucky and happy life I've been given. In my 68 years, I've had to deal with breast cancer and 2 heart attacks, as well as other tricky stuff, and sometimes hard times seem impossible to negotiate. But then my computer reminds me all over again how happy I am to be here and how much joy this little planet has given me. I may call it my best photos folder, but what my computer conjures up as screensaver photos is really a gratitude folder, reminding me over and over of so many wondrous moments that each and every one fills me with gratitude all over again. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.